It's the Owl's Nest, HCC's official podcast that keeps you in the know about events, faculty and staff, and topics here on campus. And with the date that we're recording this episode, the spring 2024 semester is here in full swing, and finances are always a big topic. But don't you worry, because there's ways to pay for college, and HCC makes it very accessible, very easy. Amy Spinato, Director for Financial Aid, is here with me today to talk about the FAFSA and so much more. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And FAFSA, it's open.
It is, finally.
It's finally open.
It is.
And it's easier than ever now, right?
Absolutely. It is less than 50 questions. I had a coworker. It took about 10 minutes, and I did my child's FAFSA. It is a ton easier than it ever has been, so don't be afraid.
So it's less questions.
Less questions.
And it's just the whole process is more streamlined.
They tell you that you should have your tax information available, but the form actually pulls in your information. It's great. And we're going to be available to provide assistance to families. We're available Monday through Friday to do that, but we're going to be open on Saturday, February 3rd from 9 to 1 in Joppa Hall to provide assistance to families.
Well, one of the great things that HCC does with FAFSA is our FAFSA completion nights.
Yes.
And there we go. That's one of them. That's a big help to those young students who's new to the process. We have a couple of those, right, coming up?
We have one scheduled so far. It's during the day. It's a day event, Saturday, 9 to 1. And then we have a separate event, a College Promise Scholarship, which is about tuition and fees. That's an evening event. That's February 21st. That's just talk about Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. We will have other things scheduled, but these are our first two events, both in February.
And you also bring up a very, very good part of a student's financial aid portfolio. I think we touched on this the last time you came in, but I always like touching on it again. Scholarships.
Yes.
Scholarships are a huge part of a financial portfolio for a student.
There are. There could be federal, there could be state, there could be institutional. And with institutional, students can apply at harford.awardspring.com if they're applicants to HCC and if they've completed a FAFSA. Since we're talking about the spring 24 semester, if they have already completed the 23-24 FAFSA, they can still apply for spring semester. The FAFSA that we're assisting families with primarily at the February 3rd event is the 2024-2025 FAFSA.
Okay.
That is the really streamlined FAFSA that's less than 50 questions. But there still are scholarship monies available for this spring term. We're helping families apply for federal, state, and institutional monies through the FAFSA process. I mentioned or brought up the state program, the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. It's a great program. Tuition and fees. Yes, it's a great program.
Wow.
If students are going part-time, full-time, it just doesn't cover books. There are certain income requirements, and you can learn more about that program. I think it's going to be on the 22nd. It's a Thursday in the Locale Conference Room in Edgewood Hall at starting at 6 o'clock. So, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity to learn more about that state program and other state programs. The state of Maryland is very generous in the funding that they do offer students.
So please, if you're listening in, we're talking to Amy Spinato today on the Owl's Nest. She's the Director for Financial Aid here at Harford Community College. Please listen in to this episode, students new and returning, because there are ways for you to pay for college. So, Amy, let's say I'm that prospective student, right? And I've got my FAFSA completed already. And there's deadlines, though, of course, right? When are we talking about for deadlines here for FAFSA?
So the priority deadline to have best consideration for Maryland state aid is March 1st.
Okay.
And then June 1st is Maryland's main deadline. But students can actually complete their FAFSA beyond that point. And the College Promise has even looser deadlines. So there is lots of opportunity, but the priority date would be March 1st. So we really encourage our families to do it now for best consideration.
And I don't think we talked about this last time, but it's never a bad idea, though, after you complete your FAFSA, to follow up with a financial aid office, right? You just want to confirm some things, you know, and just make sure your financial aid package is on the up and up, right?
Correct. Again, especially this year, because so many things have changed, especially if we have a current student who's doing the new FAFSA, and you're wondering perhaps why you maybe haven't received something from the Department of Education or from the Financial Aid Office. You've looked on OWNET and maybe you haven't seen anything. We do plan on sending out our award notifications still in April. So it's okay to contact us. It's okay to stop one in. We love to see families. We have online chat. You can email us. You can call us. We would certainly love to hear from you and help you with the process, help you if you have to turn any documents into us. So we are definitely here to assist and help you with any part of the process.
FineAid@hartford.edu, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good email to get in touch with you. And you know, I'm going to just put this out there. It's been a long time since I've been a student.
Longer for me.
It's been a while. But, you know, putting myself in the shoes of a student, say once a student is awarded a financial aid package, you know, where does that student go in order to see? I know there's a portal and a place to find it.
There is. So you can go to hartford.edu. You can log on to the OWNET portal and then go to the All About Me tab.
Okay.
On the left-hand side, that's where the financial aid information would be. And we actually have step-by-step instructions on how to view your financial aid award offer or to see if there's any missing information. Also on that same page, there's information from the finance office on how to view your bill. So it's a great resource of information available online through the portal.
Financial aid department, of course, always there to help, always have FAFSA completion nights, but there's also, I think we talked about this last time, there's also financial aid workshops and seminars for students. And that's great because that's continuing education for their overall financial planning in the future.
Yes. And those dates have not been, I didn't bring those with me today. They are scheduled. I don't have the topics yet. So I'm going to have to come back.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to share that information with you. But we will definitely put that on our website. We will send communications out to our students. Our vice president, Dr. Jackson, sends out a communication to students. So we will definitely make sure that that information is made available to you on the video boards around campus. But we definitely do offer those workshops to students.
I remember always hunting for grant money when I was a student. And, you know, because that's a source, you know, often which is free money. And, you know, take that wherever you can get it. Sometimes students need a flexible source of hours and income themselves and pay. And we were talking a little bit before we started our chat today about when you do complete a FAFSA, it opens you up for work study programs. And that's something students can do here at HCC, correct?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity. So doing the FAFSA not only opens the doors for scholarships and grants, but also the work study program. So that's employment for students on campus or even off campus. We have students that work at the Boys and Girls Club. There's great opportunity for students, and it's a great rate of pay. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for students, and they're earning funds through their financial aid award. And so, and it doesn't go against them when they're actually receiving their aid package. So it's a great opportunity, and sometimes they can land a position within their area of study, and it makes great connections. And students that are engaged while they're in school tend to do better, stay in school.
Right.
So it's an excellent program, an excellent opportunity for our students.
One thing I want to just kind of circle back around is the scholarships, because we have a lot of great scholarships here at Hartford Community College.
About 180.
180.
We give about $1 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yes, our institution, the foundation's wonderful. Lots of opportunities. Again, our students can apply at hartford.awardspring.com. And for the fall, it opens up March 15th with a May 15th deadline. But for spring, we do still have some scholarship opportunities available. So,
well, you know, my next question is going to be, Amy, what if I am that student, if I'm going to be applying for scholarships, what are some scholarships that I should maybe want to really hone in on and zero in on?
The Alfred C. O'Connell Scholarship, which for our high school seniors is a great program. That's a tuition and fee scholarship. That is a great program. And then through the state of Maryland, there is the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. And then through the institution, there's the HCC Presidential Scholarship. But with the Hartford.awardspring.com, there's one application, and at least for the institutional and foundation scholarships, will match you up for all those that you qualify for. So you don't have to apply, at least for the HCC scholarships, for every single one. We'll match you up for all of those. The FAFSA is the main application for federal aid. And then this year, the state of Maryland has added the new MHEC One app, which is an additional application for all the state aid. So in an effort to make things less confusing, we have one application for all of the HCC institutional foundation. So we'll match the students up. So all they have to do is apply at the Hartford.awardspring.com. So yes, there are scholarships to focus on, but you know, we will match students. The O'Connell Scholarship is kind of an outlier, and they would need to apply for that separately. Okay. And it's a great opportunity. It is a tuition and fee, where some of the other ones are not that dollar amount, but they still are very generous. And we're very generous, again, offering $1 million annually.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I want to apply for that scholarship, do I write written essay? What do I do?
Well, there's an application, and we're at the end of the application period for this year.
Okay.
For the high school seniors. So they apply, and then based on GPA and other criteria, then they are invited to complete an essay, and then up to 10 students are selected to receive a tuition and fee award. But never fear, there's the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship. So again, which is also a tuition and fee scholarship through the state of Maryland. So this is a great time to be a college student. It's a great time to attend a community college.
A lot of money out there.
A lot of money out there, and a lot of money that you just don't want sitting on the table. And money sits on the table because people don't take the first step in completing the FAFSA.
And, you know, this is my next question. I love how you just make that point. And I'm going to put myself again in the situation of being the student, because I want our podcasts to be, especially whenever we talk about financial aid, I want them to be evergreen and usable at any point in time for the student. I'm going to, you know, kind of set myself back in time. Never mind how much time. It's been a while since I was a student. But let's say I am just starting from scratch, right? I haven't applied for financial aid. I've enrolled, because you have to be enrolled in order to have
to receive financial aid package. Yes.
Yeah, you have to. But let's say I've just enrolled. How do I begin? Where is my first steps to start applying for financial aid?
The FAFSA. And to complete the FAFSA, you have to actually have what's called a FSA ID. Since the FAFSA form is an online form, you have to sign it electronically, so you have to complete a student aid account. So you have to go to studentaid.gov to complete the FAFSA form, and Hartford Community College's school code is 002075. If you're planning on attending Hartford, we know that not all students will attend Hartford. We certainly would love them to come here. But if you're considering, you know, the Community College Promise Scholarship, you definitely want to list our school code. But that FAFSA is the first step. So you want to apply at studentaid.gov, and you will need that student aid account or that FSA ID account to actually sign electronically that FAFSA form.
And then you want to get in touch with the financial aid department.
That's correct.
At Hartford Community College.
Yep.
And you can help guide them from the next steps.
We certainly can.
So, Amy, I just want to kind of turn the floor open to you for just a second. Is there anything that we haven't covered this time around that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we just encourage that you complete the FAFSA, even if you don't think you're going to qualify for anything. There's a lot of people that will come up to us if we're at events or fairs and say, well, you know, I just didn't think I'm going to qualify for anything.
Really? People think that they're not going to be able to qualify.
Correct.
Wow.
And one of the things with the new FAFSA form is that more people are going to qualify for aid, and more people are going to qualify for Pell Grant, and more people are going to, who have already qualified for Pell Grant, are going to qualify for more Pell Grant. And that is money that does not need to be paid back. So
it's the best kind of money.
It's the best kind of money. And so what does it hurt to fill out a form
right.
that could take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes to complete? No harm.
So those federal grants, don't have to pay those back. But the loans, you do have to pay those back.
Yeah. But you're investing in your future.
Right.
And we are a high-value, low-cost institution. So,
right.
Again, you're investing in yourself.
There you go.
You're investing in your future, and you're the best investment that you can make. So, again, fill out the form. You think you might not qualify, and you will more than likely be very surprised.
So take that next step. Hartford students, invest in yourself, invest in your future, apply for some financial aid, because who doesn't need different ways to pay for college? Amy, I want to thank you for coming on to the Owl's Nest today. Thank you so much. You always have a fountain of information for us.
Thank you for having me.
Please like and subscribe to all three of HCC's official podcasts, HCC 360, The Veterans Sit Rep, and this one right here, WHFC Presents. For WHFC Presents Owl's Nest, I'm Matt Terry, and we'll see you next time.